But I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Chris,
yeah! Take that, Taylor Swift. I do it live. Tuesday morning. That's right, a little 5 hour midnight ride. We got you till 5 a.m. on the fan. Paulie Rosenberg on the other side. There he is, celebrating a championship. He loves his hockey. They have crowned the champion. Congratulations, I suppose, to the Florida Panthers. He's all excited. I could see it in there. No, you're not. You're not happy. You're happy.
No, because I need a championship before I die. No, I'm not happy
well,
right
just
now.
Pretend you're a Panthers fan. It's very easy.
I'm not a Panthers fan.
Yeah, sure you are. You're a hockey fan. Nobody knows hockey like you on the station.
Absolutely.
So you must
right.
know the Panthers inside and out.
I do.
Well, then you're their fan.
Hold
Congratulations
please.
To the great Paul Rosenberg celebrating a championship. Diehard Florida Panther fan. Very excited for him. Fuegelman is still on the other side. We're taking your phone calls. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. So we'll get to that. We'll get to the Knicks. We'll do a lot. We got plenty to get to over the course of 5 hours. We'll have some fun as well. But, of course, it's the Subway Series. So let's start there. Mets, Yankees, Yankees, Mets. Tonight. Yes, tonight. I got confused there for a second. Tonight, it starts. And, yes, there'll be some players missing. No Stanton. No Diaz, who got the 10-game suspension. I don't know. They haven't said. I guess he hasn't decided whether he's going to appeal it. I don't think there's ever been a successful appeal. They took his glove. I don't know how. I mean, there's no evidence. I don't know how they could appeal it. And furthermore, let's be totally honest. As much as I'm going to tell you that this particular Subway Series is about as important as they can come in June, ultimately, for Edwin Diaz, why bother prolonging this? The Yankee games, while are important in the Subway Series, we're going to have some fun with. They got games against the division later on, right? They got to play Washington after Houston. Then they play Pittsburgh. Those games are more important to the New York Mets and where they stand inside this NL playoffs than against the New York Yankees. So there'd be no point in trying to appeal this. Let's just serve the suspension. No stand, like I said. You just heard Marte on the IL with bone inflammation. That's a new one. I've never heard of bone inflammation, but I saw that he's going to just sit down and do nothing for about 2 weeks. So I would imagine you're looking at a month before Marte, and we'll get to that in the Mets specifically on how they handle that moving forward. But as we look at this Subway Series and we try to figure out what's the importance level, are we psyched up for it, are we pumped for it, is there juice to the Subway Series? And I would say right now, I know 2 years ago both teams were great, right? Both teams were having big-time regular seasons. The Mets had went how long without losing a series to start the year. The Yankees actually had a better record than they do today, even with what I would still tell you is a worse team than they have today. But they were off to that incredible start. And the Subway Series had some juice to it. And you can go through years where they don't have juice. They do. But heading into these two games here, where I think the idea that Cole starts it for the New York Yankees, I would tell you, as much as I look at this Met team, and they're surging, and very rarely. And again, the Subway Series is one of those things, in the moment, it's a big deal. In the moment, we have fun with it, right? You tell your friend, you get on your buddy, you guys trash talk, or whomever, Ted in accounting, as I like to always say, that guy's a wild card, that Ted. But you always get on Ted in accounting, or whatever, you have a little fun with it, but ultimately it fades. But right now, I don't remember the last time a Subway Series happened where both teams were just going in opposite directions, and it's the Mets. And this, I'm not trying to be condescending as a Yankee fan, but I can't remember the last time where both teams are trending in such opposite directions, and it's the Mets that are heading skyrocketing through the sky, even without Diaz, and it's going to be an issue as they're down a man in the bullpen. They lose a roster spot. He's obviously their closer. Their bullpen has been kind of, you know, getting better over the last few weeks, as everything has gotten better over the last few weeks. But still, in no position, you know, they're dealing with injuries in Reed Foley, you know, and they're going to have to try to accommodate that. And starting pitching, getting deep into the games is what's going to help them, hopefully. But they are just absolutely on fire while the Yankees are falling apart. And this Yankee team, whenever I think of the Subway Series, I go back to the beginning, as most people do. Right? I go back to the first, the Dave Malicki game, the beginning of it, the novelty of it. And I tend to think of, as much as I downplay his importance and different things, I tend to think of George Steinbrenner, how he handled these Subway Series and how important it was to him to win these games. And how maybe Derek Jeter would tell you in his documentary that, you know, we viewed the Mets as just the Mets. It's never just the Mets for the New York Yankees. So while the New York Yankees are struggling, while the New York Yankees have now lost three consecutive series, while the New York Yankees, while still having the best record in the American League, by the way, picking up half a game so far, picking up half a game tonight, we'll get into that as well, because you won't believe who the Orioles lost to. You won't believe it. It makes no sense. So we'll get to that as well. But as they're struggling and as they're facing this stretch where they're being questioned on what kind of team they actually have, Brian Cashman and the front office is being questioned on what kind of team they really put forward. The depth of this team is now going to come into question without Stanton, who is one of their most fearsome hitters this year, no question about it, as he gets hurt rounding the bases yet again and is going to miss God knows how long. But as this team and the fan base that is frustrated with it for not winning over the last 15 years and will hearken back to previous adorations of the team, specifically 2 years ago with a great first half, and then watch the team fold and fade. And as the bullpen has completely fallen apart, as the lineup has gone quiet here and now you've lost Stanton, as the team is in their worst stretch of the season, to face the Mets, to face a struggling Met team, and to add that debacle in what would clearly be a pitching matchup favor for the New York Yankees, where tonight we have Cole versus Peterson, tomorrow Luis Gil versus Manaea. If the Yankees lose both of these games to the New York Mets, forget the idea that we can't constantly talk about whether a team is good or bad or whether they're contenders and whether the Yankees compete. That's been the main talking point about the New York Yankees. They don't be good teams. So it's not only that they're playing poorly. It's not just that, Chris. It's not that they're just going through a stretch. It's that they've faced better competition. They faced better. That's what's really happening here. They're no longer able to pound on the Cleveland Guardians or the Kansas City Royals or the Minnesota Twins or whomever else you deem not worthy of facing the New York Yankees. It's that they're playing Baltimore. It's that they're playing Boston. It's that they're playing Atlanta. And that's really what's come here. They've been outed as a really bad team and nothing like the team we saw for the first 2 months. And if you add the New York Mets, and this is what Met fans would have to really... You know, this is your moment if you are a Tommy Lugauer, and I reference him because I've never met someone in my life, and I got the opportunity and the great opportunity because I love Tommy, even though we bust each other's shoes, part of the nature of working together. I've never met a Met fan who relished in beating the Yankees as much as Tommy Lugauer, who would rather beat them than the Washington Nationals or the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are coming up, who are clearly more important games. You want to beat the New York Yankees. And if you are that kind of Met fan who relishes this, if you are the kind of Met fan who still will get pride in these two games if they take this series at Citi Field, if you are the kind of Met fan looking for it, I don't know if there's ever been an opportunity to send the New York Yankees into a tailspin, into a tizzy, to actually get one over on this fan base as the Mets are surging, playing their best ball, right? As this offense has awoken, as Lindor and Nimmo and J.D. Martinez, not J.D. Davis, but J.D. Martinez, has revive this team, whether it's the meeting, whether it's Grimace. There is nothing but good feels. I just saw Sal Licata apologize to Grimace. Right now, there is nothing but good feels around this New York Met team as they're muddled up in the middle of a wild card race that, honestly, in my humble opinion, I deem almost every other team they're involved with in this race inferior to them if the Mets play their brand of baseball that they've played the last 2 weeks. I don't know if other teams are capable of playing the kind of baseball the Mets have played over the last 2 weeks. And if you look at what they've done in the rotation and to have Severino, although he was purposely skipped for these two games, but to have a former Yankee like Severino give you the performance on Sunday Night Baseball, to have all of it playing the way they're playing, surging, coming all the way back, and to reach the very important mark of 500 on the backs of the New York Yankees, while they are coming off three consecutive series losses, and if you can stick it to them and go beat Gerrit Cole, the savior returning to come back and help this Yankee season, and then if you can beat the young phenom that others on this radio station have compared to Dwight Gooden, who's this young rookie phenom, this young pitching phenom, which is, as much as the Yankees have done the winning around here, the young pitching and the talented pitching and the Cy Youngs reside in Queens throughout history of these two franchises. And if you can continue and now just no longer make it, hey, Luis Hill had one bad start. If the Mets take it to Luis Hill and put up a bunch of runs on him, now the Yankees and their fan base are questioning whether they still have a young ace-like starting pitcher to put at the top of a rotation of a playoff series. If they take it to Gerrit Cole, well, I mean, I don't think anyone would necessarily question Gerrit Cole's ability, but ultimately, well, I mean, how long will it take the rust to knock off? How long before he's throwing 100 pitches? Can the Yankees sustain it? If they shut down this offense again with left-handed pitching, like Peterson and Manaea, well, now this team can't hit left-handed pitching. They've tried to add the likes of J.D. Davis. That's clearly not going to help. D.J. LeMahieu is a shell of himself. There is an opportunity here, despite the fact that we have fun with it, then we feel like it's overplayed, whatever the case may be, right now in the moment, this Yankee team is at a crossroads. And despite the fact they've been helped out by the Baltimore Orioles losing four in a row, it feels like this season is a little bit, as much as they're 24 games over 500 in first place, who this Yankee team is and how they're going to go about playing until the trade deadline, where there is nothing to do until then, could take a serious hit if the New York Mets step in and answer a bunch of questions that Yankees and the Yankee fans are curious about their team. And if it's more mediocre, let's be honest, because listen, Peterson's solid, but I think even Met fan would have to admit mediocre is a fair term for him. Manaea's had an up and down season. If average left-handed pitching from this hot New York Met team take on the New York Yankees, shut them down, this offense that's exploded over the last 2 weeks, been one of the most dynamic and potent offenses in Major League Baseball, step in and beat up Cole, beat up Luis Hill, beat up this Yankee bullpen, dare I say, get to Clay Holmes and this closer who every Yankee fan is ready to jump all over. This Yankee team, this Yankee season, and the feeling from the Yankee fans could absolutely be set off in a tizzy. So Met fans, if you are the type of Met fan looking to apply some pressure, now it can go the other way a little bit. Right now you don't want to halt this momentum the Mets have built. You don't want to lose two games to the Yankees, who are clearly scuffling. And of course, it's important to them. They're in the middle of a playoff race where the Yankees are clearly, you know, a bunch of games out in front of at least the wild card. And we can have that argument about the division versus the wild card in today's new format and the way they go about, you know, scheduling these playoffs of Major League Baseball and whether the importance of winning the division versus being a wild card. And of course, yes, the Yankees are in better standing. And yes, ultimately, you would feel the Yankees will right the ship. And they'll figure out a way, and they're better off. And clearly the Mets are surging, and like I said, they're better than most of the teams they're playing, and they have the Nationals, and they have Pittsburgh coming up. But I think this series actually has some juice. And I view it, and fairly so, from a Yankee fan standpoint, and someone who's been battling Yankee fans who think it's doomsday in 2022 all over again. There's an opportunity here for you Met fans who love to stick it to the Yankees to really put a dagger in the current situation of the New York Yankees. Does it put a death knell in the season? Of course not. Does it make you feel the Yankees will miss the postseason? No. But it will put a real question on what kind of team this is, because losing to the Mets, as well as losing to these past three series, as well as losing Stanton, and now maybe a Luis Gil problem and a starting rotation problem to go along with a bullpen problem, and no real answers till the trade deadline, if even then, considering how many teams are still in it. The entire National League is still, you can pretty much remove them from any hope of being involved in a trade right now, with all of them being, besides what, Colorado and Miami? Other than that, everybody is still alive in some way, shape, or form. They're a month to change that, but who knows? And it just feels like right now, this Yankee team is teetering on the self-confidence of, could they be the team that they were at the start of the year, or are they destined to be the team of 2022, who ultimately, yeah, won some games. Yes, the offense was carried by another historic performance from Aaron Judge, and yes, Juan Soto has been added to the team. But ultimately, completely flawed, another failed attempt from Brian Cashman to build a World Series caliber offense and team. And the Mets, who are playing much better baseball, head into this series with an opportunity to come out feeling like the better team in this city resides in Queens. And I can't remember the last time it's felt that way. So let's talk about it. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. Like I said, we will get to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Florida Panthers avoid disaster, avoid history. And in my mind, and I'll tell you why, something the New York Rangers should be happy about. That's right, Ranger fans. You should be happy that the Florida Panthers did not blow a three-game lead, did not have one of the more historic losses in all of professional sports, and found a way to win a Game 7 and secure their first ever Stanley Cup championship. That's right, Ranger fans. Be happy about it. So we'll get to that. We got plenty of Knicks stuff as OG Anunoby declined his player option. He's a free agent. What should the Knicks do there? We got the draft coming up. They have two first-round picks. A lot to get to. 4.5 hours or so to do it.